And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 17th of May, 2015. It's the birthday of Dorothy Richardson, born in Abingdon, England, in 1873. Considered one of the first modernist authors, considered the first to use a stream of consciousness style. She lived in Bloomsbury. She knew H.G. Wells. In fact, she had an affair with him. She worked as an assistant in a London dental office. First novel came out in 1915, Pilgrimage, the first in a 13-volume series based in large part on her own life. She kept on writing, though she lived in near poverty for much of her life. And influential though she was on Virginia Woolf and James Joyce, very few people read or remember Dorothy Richardson today. It's the birthday of Gary Paulsen, born in Minneapolis, 1939, author of more than 175 books, most of them for teen readers. It was on this day, 1954, the Supreme Court ruled on Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka, a unanimous ruling that said that racial segregation in public schools violates the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees equal protection of the laws to all citizens. It's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Dennis Potter, born in Gloucestershire, England, 1935. When he was 26, he developed a severe form of arthritis that put him in and out of hospitals for the rest of his life. He started out as a television critic for a London paper and then created his own TV shows, political satires at first, and then miniseries like Pennies from Heaven in 1978 and The Singing Detective in 1986. Dennis Potter, who believed in television as a medium, he said, of great power, of potentially wondrous delights that could slice through all the tedious hierarchies of the printed word and help emancipate us from many of the stifling tyrannies of class and status and gutter press ignorance. Dennis Potter, who said the nowness of everything is absolutely wonderful. If you see the present tense, boy do you see it, and boy can you celebrate it. Here's a poem for today by John Clare, entitled First Love. With love so sudden and so sweet, her face it bloomed like a sweet flower, and stole my heart away complete. My face turned pale as deadly pale, my legs refused to walk away, and when she looked, what could I ail? My life and all seemed turned to clay. And then my blood rushed to my face and took my eyesight quite away. The trees and bushes round the place seemed midnight at noonday. I could not see a single thing. Words from my eyes did start. They spoke as chords do from the string, and blood burnt round my heart. Our flowers, the winter's choice, is love's bed, always snow. She seemed to hear my silent voice, not love's appeals to know. I never saw so sweet a face as that I stood before. My heart has left its dwelling place and can return no more. First Love by John Clare. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.